الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal and we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our provider, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Yes, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim muridwan. Inshallah, azawajalla, in today's program, we are going to be discussing the virtues and blessings of making intentions, is what we are going to be discussing, a very, very important discussion. So kindly stay tuned with us till the end of our episode, inshallah. Let's get started with the recitation of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, the person who recites 50 Durood upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This person will be honored and will be favored in this way that he will be able to shake hands with the blessed hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla enable us to reap these blessings, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subh teba me hui batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aya hai tara noor ka, jo gada dekho liye jata hai toda noor ka, noor ki sarkar hai kya isme toda noor ka, تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ A very beautiful kalam composed by سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ Sachi baat sikhate ye hai. This is the kalam that we will be listening to inshallah. And when we do return, the discussion for this morning is going to be around making intentions. What are the virtues and blessings of making intention inshallah? Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہیں سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں اس کی بخشش ان کا صدقہ اس کی بخشش इनका सदका देता वो है दिलाते ये है सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इनके हाथ में हर कुंजी है इनके हाथ में हर कुंजी है मालिक के गुल कहलाते ये हैं सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इन्ना अअतैनाक कौसर सारी कसरत पाते ये हैं रब है मौती ये है कासिम रब है मौती ये है कासिम रिस्क उसका है खिलाते ये हैं सल्लम अपनी बनी हम आप बिगाड़े कौन बनाए बनाते ये हैं लाखों बलाए करोड़ों दुश्मन लाखों बलाए करोड़ों दुश्मन कौन बचाए बचाते ये हैं सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पाप जहां बेटे से भागे लुत्फ वहां फरमाते ये हैं माँ जब इकलौते को छोड़े माँ जब इकलौते को छोड़े आ आ कह के बुलाते ये हैं सल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अपने भरम से हम हल्कों का पल्ला भारी बनाते ये हैं सल्लिम सल्लिम की ढारस से सल्लिम सल्लिम की ढारस से पुल फे पार चलाते ये हैं सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम रंगे बेरंगों का पर्दा दामन ढक के छुपाते ये हैं कह दो रजा से खुश हो खुश रहे कह दो रजा से खुश हो खुश रहे मुझे दरिजा का सुनाते ये हैं सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Subhanallah, kya baat hai Madine ki. And this kalam, of course, was composed and written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ghida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is our role model. Over and again, throughout the entire Quran and Pak, you would find his characteristics have been praised, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla has at one place mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. At one place, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allahu Akbar. At other places, subhanAllah, he is called as حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, he is the best role model. If only we could implement the sunnah and the teachings of Rasooli Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would most definitely find a change within your life, dear viewers. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala is reported to have said that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the deeds are considered by the intention, and a person will get the reward according to his intention. Allahu Akbar. Just in accordance to your niyyah, dear viewers. So whoever immigrates for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, his immigration will be for Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever immigrated for worldly benefits or for a woman who he wants to marry, Allahu Akbar, his immigration would be for what he has immigrated, dear viewers. This message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam contains the lesson that the reward of deeds depends on the intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Allahu Akbar. Whoso does something for Allah's pleasure will succeed in the world and in the hereafter. And whoso does something for worldly sake will gain no reward, but it will rather become a hazard for his life in certain circumstances. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as you over and again here on Madani Channel, before every program commences, dear viewers, you would hear, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how important niyyah and intention is, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's understand this from some of the narrations that left the Mubarak tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jin ke baare mein Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain, woh zabaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar. These are the words that left the Mubarak tongue of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to us the importance of niyyah and the fulfillment of one's religion. In one hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, Al-A'malu bin niyyat. The actions are considered by the intentions. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the lawful is clear and the unlawful is also clear. Allahu Akbar. The lawful is clear, that what's lawful has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, and that what's unlawful has also been stipulated in the Quran and Hadith Mubarakah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, these are those four traits which I just mentioned to you that makes a person come into the Islam completely. When you adopt these characteristics, you will have the taste of Iman. Allah. You will have the taste of Allah Azza wa Jalla's love and pleasure. When you do everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar, the definition of intention. And many other scholars have also explained this. He says, strong desire of the heart is called intention. The strongest desire of one's qalb and heart is the name of intention, whether it's for a particular thing or anything else. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, once a person has niyyah, and everybody says, well, my intention was there to do this. But how sincere were you upon your intention? How firm were you upon your niyyah and your intention? Did you just say it for the sake of saying it? Or have you really meant what you said? So only the sincere action is worthy of acceptance, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Those actions and deeds that were performed to show off due to ostentation, due to showing the world, those actions will be thrown back onto our faces, dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jalla, who knows everything and nothing is concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Alimum bi Zati Sudur. Even the thoughts, that cross our chest, in our hearts, dear viewers, in our hearts and minds, is not hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla's knowledge and ilm. Everything is in His knowledge, dear viewers. We are watched all the time, and therefore your niyyah and your intention is also seen, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So the end result is based on your actions, and your actions is based on your intention. Allahu Akbar. Everything is based on your intentions. If you were sincere in your niyyat for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, may this become the situation. May every action of ours be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us sincerity as Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatum Ul Aliya ne ye dua mangi. This is a beautiful munajat, a beautiful supplication and dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's make this dua together.
Mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho, mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho, kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi, kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Dear viewers, there are many good intentions I'm sure you could have made or you can make on a daily basis. Dear viewers of Madani channel, reinforce this upon your nafs, upon your desires, that when you leave your home in the morning, perform some virtuous intentions, make some good intentions that ya arhamar rahimin, today for your pleasure I have started my day with my Salatul Fajr, and I make intention to even read my Ishraq and Chash. Make niyat and be sincere upon your intention. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, today if I see a poor person who needs any sort of help, for your pleasure, I would not turn him down, and I will assist and help him. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, when I would hear the Adhan, I would leave whatever work I am doing for your pleasure. Make this intention and try and be sincere upon this intention, dear viewers of Madani channel. Ask Allah for istiqamat upon this. Subhanallah, likewise, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, I make this intention to be in touch with my relatives today. I haven't spoken to them for a very long time. I want to mend relations. I haven't spoken to a certain family member who is very dear and near to me. Today, I will make the attempt to make the call, to be in touch. Look at the intention of a believer. If he was unable to perform any of these actions that I just mentioned to you, Allah Azza wa Jalla will still reward him for that. Why? Mera har amal bas tere vaaste ho. If this becomes a state where as every action of a believer is done out of love for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that action becomes a form of ibadah, such as eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, talking. These are the daily activities we do, dear viewers. If you have said something and only you said it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and something good which is permissible, your talking as well becomes a form of ibadah, for you give da'wah towards Islam with this, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. If you're having food, something which is natural and essential for a person to eat to survive, right? Instead of eating that meal for the sake of pleasure, for one's own desires, for one's own satisfaction of nafs, the intention could have been, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, whatever pleasure or whatever taqat, whatever quwwah, whatever strength I may gain from this meal, I will utilize that for your worship. I will use up that energy to worship you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Then now your action of eating as well becomes a form of ibadah. Subhanallah. You shifted and you found a house a little far away from the masjid. Don't be disheartened. Have this niyyah that, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, I will try and walk towards the masjid so that I could earn more reward and sawab. Allahu Akbar. One receives the reward on account of a good intention without having to perform the task, dear viewers of Madani channel. And he gains the very same reward which he would have gained upon the fulfillment of the task. And correspondingly, one becomes a sinner upon having a strong intention of committing a sin. Although he did not commit the sin, wo gunah usne kiya nahi hai. But if one were to have a strong intention of committing a sin which is called azm, it's also a sin. Allahu Akbar. But look at the blessings and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the karam, look at the rahmat of Allah azza wa jal. We will go towards this inshallah azza wa jalla, speaking about how when a person makes a good intention, how Allah azza wa jalla rewards such a person. Inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to go for a Madani pearl right now, and we are going to be listening to this Madani pearl with regards to the intention of a believer inshallah. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The very first hadith is stated in the book Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the Holy Quran, is innamal a'malu binniyat, that is, deeds depend upon intentions. Commenting on the above hadith, the commentator of Sahih Bukhari, Mufti Shariful Haq Amdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, this hadith implies that the reward of virtuous deeds is dependent upon intentions. The one performing deeds without a good intentions deserves no reward. Here are two sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the excellence of good intentions, taken from pages 173 and 174 of the 853 page book, Jahannam mein le jaane wale amal, that means deeds leading to hell, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Zawat Islami. Number one, a truthful intention is the most preferable deed. Number two, a good intention will make the bond man enter heaven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing those ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about full reward only upon the niyat of a person. Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoso intends to do a good deed but fails to fulfill it, Almighty Allah azza wa jalla writes the reward of a perfect good deed in his account. That is to say, Allah azza wa jalla gives him the reward for carrying out the action though he has not yet carried it out, simply because he had the perfect niyat. In other words, he was sincere in his intention to carry out that action. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the intention, how the intention changes everything. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the blessings of paradise, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the neighborhood of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. And one should ask for this when he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ultimate success, to have the neighborhood and to be in Jannah in the first place, and that too in the neighborhood of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there is a beautiful narration which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to his companions when he said to them that on the day of judgment, a person will be made to stand in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. And Allah azza wa jalla will say to the angels, take this banda of mine into Jannat based on my rahmat and my mercy. This banda will say, Mawla, Mawla, based on my deeds I performed. This person worshipped Allah for 500 years on the peak of a mountain. And there would be a little canal that would lead within the mountain. A beautiful stream of water would come, which was sweet. Pomegranates would grow. He would drink that sweet water. He would eat the pomegranate and go back to the worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, that person will be made to stand on the Day of Judgment before Allah Azza wa Jal. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his angels, admit him into paradise based on my mercy. Because of my mercy, I am sending him into paradise. When he will argue, and when he would say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, based on my deeds, Allah Azza wa Jalla will then say to the angels, okay, compare my blessings to one eye which I have given him. And then his eye on one pan, and his deeds and his actions on the other side, dear viewers. The blessings of Allah, the bounties of Allah will surround the blessings of just one eye. And his deeds and actions will run out Allah will then say to the angels, take him into the hellfire rather. He will call out, Ya Rahman Rahim. Okay, admit me into Jannah based on your rahmat and mercy and not my deeds. Everything, without doubt, is only by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hi, hi, hi. If we go into Jannah, it is based on the mercy of Allah, but it does not mean one should not try. One should not obey Allah azza wa jalla. One should not do the things which Allah wants you to do. Of course, I've given you this narration with regards for us to understand how everything is done by the mercy of Allah. But we do not appreciate, we don't give shukr, we don't give gratitude to this. How merciful our Lord is that if He rewards His servant just upon making a good intention, dear viewers of Madani Channel, though he may not even be able to fulfill that intention he has in his heart. Allahu Akbar. We should not let go of an opportunity and make a good intention. And we should continue doing this to the best of our capabilities, dear viewers, to the best of our capacity. Hum koshish karte rahe, niyat karte rahe, achi achi niyat karte rahe. Have good intentions. When we don't have any intention, then there's no reward for that. You have missed out on a reward which you could have been given, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. For our merciful and affectionate Lord Azza wa Jalla, He grants us abundance reward upon every good intention we make. When we know this is the case, dear viewers, then we should not be hesitant. We should not be heedless. Always have good intention. Something went wrong, have a positive thought. Have good niyat and intention that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow reward upon you if you keep up to your niyat, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What niyat you can make. Whoso intends to make his hereafter better is granted the goodness of this world, and the hereafter and the world comes at his feet automatically. It is something which is natural. If you desire the hereafter, the world and the luxuries of this world will come to your feet automatically. And the one who runs after the world, having abandoned the awareness about the hereafter, he abandons the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is negligent because of this. The more he follows the dunya, the more it runs away from him. The more he will chase the world, the more the dunya will go further away from him. He gets what he wants. Distant for him, dear viewers. None can get even an atom more than his faith. Jitna hum planning karte hain, jitna hum sochte hain, hame itna saal tak fari hona hai, phir ye karna hai, phir wo karna hai, phir I want to open this business, I want to do this, I want to do that. And we have so many hopes, dear viewers, these arman and hopes that we have, this only for the dunya and has nothing to do with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, about obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is only to chase the wealth of this world, to buy comfort and luxury. For such a person, all his affairs will be scattered. And he gets the worldly things just as much as it was in his destiny. If it was this much in his destiny, for example, 5%, and he's chasing 20%, he would never get 20%. What's in his taqdeer is what he will get. For he has only chased the dunya. Had he chased the hereafter, had he searched for the hereafter, had he worked towards the hereafter, had he performed every deed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla to better his hereafter, the world and the luxuries of this world would have come to his own feet. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq of performing the most virtuous deeds, the best of deeds are to fulfill the duties towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Abstinence from the forbidden things, and for the intention to be truly for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Have a pure intention, and trust me, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, all our affairs will be corrected and rectified, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Everything will fall into place if only we do every action with sincerity and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for Allah and hate for Allah. This was the tariqah of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. They never done anything for their own pleasure. So many stories to provide or to give as evidence, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And when anything is done for the pleasure of Allah, out of fear for Him, that you do not desire and intend to upset or to earn the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you perform virtuous deeds, it's a good intention. You fear the Almighty, you fear the one who has created you, and you want to obey Him. Thus, perform virtuous deeds, dear viewers. This was our message for today. May Allah forgive our sins. Amin, bijahi an-nabiy al-amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah.